Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. This might be a multiple part recording. The best reason to not get married is not because of the drama. It's not because that your ex can destroy you in the court of law, which they can. They can do that. They can destroy you financially, mentally, emotionally. The best reason or reasons is it's about control. It's about control over your own life and your own destiny. Let's take a look at some of the things that have happened. The court systems have been infiltrated to destroy men, to destroy the nuclear family. Why get involved in something that has your destruction in mind? I'm going to have to continue this. Bear with me here because this can be multiple part pasted together. I'll probably cover some same ground again. But I mean, we know that Breifalt's Law, women are hypergamous, the monkey branch. I've said this before. The thing with the women are a symptom of the problem. Men going their own way, MGTOW, that's not just away from women. That's away from the system of control as well. To recap so much here. Well, philanthropy starts with yourself. I've said that before. This is going to be a recap of so much information. Philanthropy starts with yourself. Waking up and understanding what the world truly is starts with yourself. Looking at these control systems, you have to look at life like a lot of people in system. The system is your enemy, by the way. But a lot of people are not awake, and they'll try to game you and control you. Your goal is to be uncontrollable. Now with that, I'm going to end this right now and come back to it. Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way again. So, uncontrollable. Tonight I went out to the watering hole and I had a conversation with a woman. And I got to tell you that, women's perspective on life is fucked. Okay, we talked about gay people and all sorts of stuff. This woman just doesn't fucking get it. It's not about people that choose to be gay and all this. It's about the systems that control us. And you let a fucking gay or a lesbian get in there, and they're going to push their gay and lesbian points of view. It's not about the nuclear family anymore. It's about destroying it. You gotta fucking say no. Listen, I argued with this fucking bitch, and she just doesn't get it. Older woman than I am, a little bit more. Well, my child's gay, and well, you know what? Maybe or maybe not, I have a gay child. And, I gotta tell you, I don't fucking care. Go live your life. Enjoy your life. Don't fucking go into positions of power and push that fucking lifestyle on the rest of us. We're tolerant people out here, for the most part. Live your life, enjoy it. You're destroying it for the rest of us. So I'm gonna fight against that every fucking chance I get. Don't push your fucking gay agenda. Don't push your fucking... Don't push any agenda other than raise a family, enjoy life, and do the best you can for your family. These fucking whores out here that buy into that shit, fucking beat them down. I could give a shit. I fucking said, you're fucking wrong. You're a fucking retard. Listen, You and I differ on that, and that's all right. You and I can differ on that, but you're fucked in the way you're thinking. So, gentlemen, what can I say? Oh, I met some great people tonight at the watering hole. We talked. I met this guy. I've seen him up there a few times. Good guy. Good guy. He's like, hey, town gal, you know, you always win at poll tabs. What would you play if you were to play? I looked at him. I said, box five. The box five's your best bet. He puts in 20 bucks. He wins 200. He's like, you're fucking awesome, man. I'm like, yeah, dude. It's all good. Listen, I played pull tabs the other night. I put in 20 bucks, and I won a 555. I'm like, that is kick-ass. Gives me money to carry on. I have not had to go into my own personal well for a very long time. And I play, yeah, your buddy's fucking lucky. You're such a lucky son of a bitch. Yeah, I guess I am. Go fuck yourself. I don't care. I play, I have a good time, I look at my finances. Oh. By the way, have you seen that gold and silver prices are up? Boom, your buddy's back to where he was in 2019 at this point in time. And gold is above $2,000 an ounce. Yes, keep climbing, keep climbing. Make your fucking Tao Yao rich, motherfucker. By the way, I've had, silver's not doing too bad. It's not at its high, but it's climbing. And your buddy's doing good. I don't rely on that money that's sitting in the back. I could give a shit about it unless I actually had to tap into it. Now's the time where your buddy Tao Yao's like, you fucking people, don't you see this shit? I've cut off all restraints. I'm like, you're a fucking retard. Look at this. You don't see this? You're fucking dumb. I don't care anymore. You're fucking dumb. You know what? When it all falls down and falls apart, guess who's going to be your master? Your buddy Tao Yao. And I ain't going to be the friendly buddy that I've been up at the watering hole. And I ain't going to be the friendly buddy that's worked for this company, and I ain't going to be the friendly buddy, whatever. I'm going to rule with an iron fist, and I'm going to say, you want this? You got to fucking do this to get it. Because I am sick of these fucking retards and this liberal agenda. Have you guys been paying attention at all to anything that's going on? Anything at all? Like the bombings over in the Ukraine. Where are they hitting? U.S. bioweapons labs? No, Tao Yao, you're fucking wrong. Do your fucking research. Do your research. Yes. Is Putin a bad guy? Oh, he's a fucking bad guy. He's a fucking dick and blah. Yeah, he's got his issues, but in this case, he's doing good for the people that want a solid, decent life. Yeah, I'm going inside. Hold on a second. And yes, it might be piss time with Tao Yao. Dude, I don't know what to tell you. You either pay attention to what's going on in the world, and if you're getting your news from mainstream, you're fucked. You gotta look around at what's going on in the world. Did you know that the Ukraine... Now, this might, mind you, I may be wrong here, but where I get my news, I trust it a hell of a lot more than the mainstream news. But if you look at the Ukraine and Georgia in the United States, where the freaking Guidestones are, it's all Kazarian Mafia tied in. I got no reason to not believe that. Because everything that I've followed, I've prospered with on alternative stuff. Not all of it's right, don't get me wrong. Oh, the Anunnaki, you know, the fucking UFOs and all that shit. Man, you gotta discard some of that. Because it's all fucking... You got to deal with the reality that you can deal with, all right? Am I ready to buy into the Anunnaki are the ones that have ruled the world since blah, and Amun-Ra, and blah, and Thoth, and all this stuff? Yeah, I'm not ready to buy into that yet, okay? I'm ready to see what I see at this point in time. And I tell you, everything anti-mainstream has done me good. I have fucking prospered. I'm doing good. I'm going to be just fine. Listen, your buddy, you know this. Your buddy has stocked away food, long-term food storage. He's stocked away shiny objects, gold and silver. And where's your buddy? Your buddy's way ahead of any of you fuckers out there that are like, well, you know, the dollar's just fine. I'm going to buy into that and all that shit. Man, I'm going to try to be succinct tomorrow. I had to cut loose tonight. I had a little bit of libation. But my brain, holy shit. If I don't cut loose every once in a while, I'll go insane. Okay? So, listen if you want. Discard if you want. I don't give a shit. I can tell you this. Ever since my divorce, I've gone everything mainstream. I'm like, system's corrupt. Go everything opposite of that. Guess what? I'm fucking richer than I've ever been, wealthier than I've ever been, own more than I've ever been. Is it in material items? Not necessarily. Is it in investments into the future? Ah, sure the fuck it is. So, God dang, everything I've learned to try to be succinct, to put it into a few points where it's like, oh, I get that, Talgiel. Oh, I see what you're saying, Talgiel. Oh, I was up at the watering hole and they had a fucking deal on there talking about the Titanic and the sinking of the Titanic. And I turned to a guy next to me and I go, you know, that wasn't the Titanic that hit the iceberg and supposedly sank, right? That was the Olympia or Olympic. And, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, the Titanic had a sister ship, right? No, I didn't know that. I'm like, yeah, it had a sister ship that had a lot of fucking problems. And, the company that owned it wanted to cash out on it and, with the insurance and fucking sink it and get paid on it. Oh, you know, you're not right. I'm like, yeah, do a little bit of fucking research, right? You know, all the people that were on the supposed Titanic, which were on the Olympic, they were all against the Federal Reserve. And what happened to them? They all fucking died. Do a little bit of research, people. You don't believe your buddy Talgiel? I don't give a fucking shit, dude. The moment you start doing research and you start waking up, you're like, what the fuck is actually going on here? This is a blessing and a curse. Enjoy. Well, here's your little bit of a nugget of knowledge for right now. God, I wish I could just go A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There you go. You're awake now. And what are you going to do about it? There's a lot of knowledge here that you have to fucking pick up on. And you go, if that's truly true, holy shit. If A and B and C are truly true, holy shit. I'm going to try over the next couple of videos to try to connect some shit. Yeah, maybe throw in some fluff in there, like some dumb fucking whore that left her husband another reason why not to get married. I'm going to try to tie this all in. You fucking do it on your own. You don't get tied in with other people. You are your own sovereign being. You try to make the decisions. If you want to tie in with some fucking whore, go ahead, do it. Don't get married, don't cohabitate, and don't make it look like in the court of legalism that you're married. And then you can go, bitch, you swallowed my cum, good for you. There's a little bit more for you. Don't fucking get married to these fucking women that aren't awake. Don't do it. It's your destruction. And you know what it is? It's all to break you away from the important things in life and where you need to be. Stay vigilant. Stay autonomous. Stay agile. And live a good life. Now, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. I'm sure there's going to be more parts on this. But other than that, go fuck yourself. Live a good life. Love you guys. Goodbye. Fuck off.